US report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Yeah, look, Harley and I say this every time, but Donald Trump gets bashed up and never gets credit. Now, remember, he was fighting with China, but this is, he's a businessman. He's a businessman, and he draws the line. Now we're talking today, a new trade deal. This is what the fight was about. Harley.
Yeah, the new trade deal is closer. They're not there yet, but they don't talk about it being close unless it is, because then it looks really bad if it falls apart.
Yep.
The trade representative, Robert Lighthizer, doesn't say when it'll be done. That wouldn't be so smart. But he did tell the Senate Finance Committee, our hope is that we're in the final weeks of having an agreement with still some major issues. One of the biggest ones is, what if China breaks its word? The Trump administration wants language in the agreement that would allow a quick reapplication of import tariffs. Otherwise, the agreement has no teeth. The Chinese don't like that, which might make you a little bit suspicious of their motivations.
too smart.
But Lighthizer said, we're going to have an enforceable agreement, or the president won't agree to an agreement.
Fantastic.
And, Trump put it a little more bluntly. He said, we either have a great deal or we don't have a deal.
No, fantastic. Seriously, everywhere you turn, the bloke is kicking goals, but they never give up on him. Now, this is a big story. College cheating.
Yeah, it really is big. Harvard, Yale, Georgetown, Stanford, USC, University of Texas, Wake Forest, and UCLA. Those are some of the biggest and most important schools in America. Are all embroiled in a federal case alleging that they took what in some cases amounted to big money. Lots of money. Bribes as high as $6 million could get Junior or Missy into schools they could never achieve on their own grades. This comes from the U.S. attorney in Massachusetts, Andrew Lelling. He says those charged in the probe include 9 coaches at elite schools, 2 SAT and ACT exam administrators, 1 exam proctor, a college administrator, and 33 parents, including some big-time celebrities like Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, big actresses. Also, there are CEOs of private and public companies, parents with a catalog of wealth and privilege. 50 people are charged.
So these are Ivy League, Harvard, Ivy League, UCLA, Ivy League institutions.
They're Ivy League and big-time schools all over the country.
And so the students didn't do the test?
One guy was collecting the big money of about $25 million and then bribing people at the schools to let these lesser students in. The students who would have had no chance of getting.
That's it. And then others, I understand, where the parents sat for the test. That is a big story. Keep following it up, Harley.